Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
I do not care what anyone says. I am not eating anybody's microwave turkey.
Not happening.
I am not. So we heard one of the hot new pranks for Thanksgiving. And it does seem like Thanksgiving might be the most pranked holiday.
I never thought about it before because you would think Halloween. But now seeing this, I'm like, oh, you're right. Yeah. There are pranks that are pulled on Thanksgiving.
You know why? Because it's not quite, maybe not quite as serious. You know what I mean? There's just a lot of screwing around. You're cooking, you're eating, you're drinking. There's football. It's, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, so the prank is, call your mom and ask her how to microwave a turkey and watch her head explode.
Say, out of your you cannot microwave a 25-pound turkey.
Right? Well, apparently Butterball has officially responded. This thing has gotten big enough. The Butterball has decided that it dignified a response. Hmm. And they say, yes, you can microwave a turkey. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Gross.
So you have to thaw. By the way, thawing the turkey is everything. And if you're not already starting to thaw your turkey now, you are pretty much hosed.
Does it take that long?
I think it's today, isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't it today that you got to start?
So my mom would take it out like 4 days in advance and put it in the fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
But if it's not, it's bad. Apparently that's the worst thing you could do is not have it thawed.
Okay.
But place it. So Butterball has come back around and said that you can do it 4 minutes per pound on full power to get the cooking process started. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. Yeah, put it in the oven or fry it. So after the initial cook time, then the rest of it needs to be, so 36 minutes for a 9-pound turkey on full power. Then put it on a lower power.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a giant pain in the neck. Then you remove the drippings and baste it so it gets golden brown skin, and then flip it over and cook it at 50% power for 8 minutes per pound. Well, I guess that's pretty much how much you would in an oven.
Yeah, no more different than, yeah.
This just sounds so much more, though.
It sounds like a lot of folks going to the emergency room. It really does.
Really?
It sounds like a lot of throwing up.
Really?
Yeah.
No?
No, because you do the same thing with a turkey. You baste it. You take the drippings. You do the whole thing. You just leave it in the oven. You pull it out and you do what you got to do. So you got to flip it over. It's going to work. I'm not saying it's going to taste good. I don't know, but it doesn't seem more difficult
to
do in the oven.
But the question is, are you going to eat microwave turkey?
I'm going to eat whatever people cook for me because I'm not cooking.
You're
so whatever
much
they
braver
serve,
than me.
I'm sorry,
I'll
ma'am. What was your thoughts on this?
Are you guys out of your f-ing mind? You cannot microwave a 25-pound turkey.
I think that's the final word on that. On the subject there.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Actually, I told Dana to hold. I said, hold on, I'm going to talk to you in just a minute. By a minute, I meant like 4 seconds.
Okay, great.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, happy Thanksgiving.
I purposely didn't talk to you very much because Kayla says that I fall in love with all of our callers, then I end up being Team Dana right away.
Yeah, you can't talk to them because the second that you do, you become on their team, and then we can't, you don't have an unbiased opinion about it.
Yeah, I lose all my impartiality.
Exactly.
All right, good.
So, after all, you are a journalist.
That's right. Remember that at all
times. Losing your integrity here.
So what's the deal? Your Thanksgiving's all screwed up.
Yeah, I'm so frustrated, honestly. So it's just one of those family things. My sister-in-law and my brother have had a plan to be going to her parents' house for dinner. And, you know, Thanksgiving is early. So they're going to her parents' house at 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. And that is like basically the same time that my mom says that she's going to host at her house. So the two things conflict. People go through this, obviously. And somehow my sister-in-law has guilted my mom into pushing her dinner back to 5 p.m. because she wants to be able to go to both. And I'm just like, are you kidding? Like, first of all, it's totally selfish. You know, I have a plan to stop by a Friendsgiving after, you know, like in the evening time. Mm-hmm. I had budgeted family time for, you know, in the afternoon and like early evening. And then I had a plan to go do something later with like friends. And now, you know, my plan is totally messed up and I have to suffer because my sister-in-law just like has to have what she wants all the time. And beside all that, I just feel like they're having dinner at her parents' house. And then 3 hours later, they're coming to my mom's. And then they're going to eat again. I just feel like it's a little gluttonous. Like they're going overboard.
Why would you want to eat? Like, but this was like that. That's immediately where my head goes. Like, you eat turkey dinner and then you get tired. Why would you want to go eat it again?
You have lunch and dinner, don't you?
Yeah, but like turkey dinner is massive.
And the sister-in-law is having the Thanksgiving turkey dinner at her parents' house.
Yeah,
and then she won't eat hardly anything. At Dana's parents' house, she'll just nibble on, you know, carrots and deviled eggs.
Of course.
Right? Like, I just don't get, why can't they just come to my mom's when they're done, you know, with her family? Like, why does everybody else in the entire, like, family have to suffer and wait because this girl wants to have two full dinner experiences on Thanksgiving?
Your brother's spineless. I'm sorry, Dana.
Yeah, blame your brother.
That's your brother's fault, man.
I guess.
To a degree. And your mom. I want to know what the Kevorka is that she's got that she holds over them. This sister-in-law. Is she just a giant bee? Like, honestly, is she, I mean, as opposed to guilted, did she bully? Is it guilted or bullied? In your opinion?
Oh, she's a princess. So it was a guilt. She's not aggressive. She's just like, just says the right things. And everyone thinks she's so sweet and just the nicest girl that my brother's ever dated. And like,
those are the ones that get you. Those are the ones that get you because they manipulate.
I also have a question about your mom, though. My mom is just like me. My mom is a pushover. Like, she'll do anything that her kids need. So, like, if my brother went to her and said, or like my sister-in-law went to her and said, hey, we're going to do family dinner over at my parents' house and then we're going to come over. Is there any way you can push it back? My mom would have no problem doing that, mainly because my mom is a giant pushover. Is that how your mom is?
Yeah, I mean, more or less, you know, when she said, can we push dinner back to 5, she was like, oh, okay, yeah, that should be fine. So there was like a hesitation, but she wasn't going to make a big deal out of it. Like, I think she wants to be the hostess with the mostest. Like, she's not going to be, you know, difficult about it.
And by the way, you're stuck. You're stuck because...
I know.
But here's why. Because really, sadly... You don't have much of a leg to stand on because, well, this is your family. You were just going to go to friends. You're just, why are you being so self? You know what I'm saying? This is what would come in. If you say a single word, if that's the question, I guess it is, if there's a question here, and good luck with all that. I mean, you'll meet up with your friends after, I suppose. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's just so annoying.
Right, right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Dana.
Hey, thanks.
And I'm sorry your sister-in-law is such a bee. But that's the problem. Dana can't say a word about it. There's nothing she can do. You know why? Because this is your family. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't give up your friends? For your family.
Little inconvenience of just moving the dinner a couple of hours.
Yeah, what's your problem?
What's the big deal? Go to your friends before.
Thanksgiving's a family holiday.
Yeah. This is the thing. She got outmaneuvered. That's what happened. That's all that's happened.
Smart.
Her sister-in-law has outmaneuvered her. And her sister-in-law said, hey, I'd like to be with my parents too. Is there any way we can do both? So really, Dana's got nothing. Right? Am I right?
No, and I agree with that, but why couldn't she go to her sister-in-law and go, hey, why didn't you ask your mom to move the dinner then? Why do we have to? Because I've now planned the rest of my day according to the time that was set to begin with. And now you're inconveniencing me. Maybe you should go ask your mom to move their dinner instead of the other way around.
Maybe. But you know what sister-in-law played? Home court advantage.
Mm-hmm.
How so? I'm confused by that.
She went to her mom. And said, she went to Dana's mom. She went to her mother-in-law and got what she wanted.
Yeah, it's her mom's fault. It's the mom's fault, ultimately. She gave in, or didn't consult the rest of the family first and said, okay, fine, we'll just move it. It's not that big a deal to her.
She sees no reason why.
Right.
Well, Dana just wants to go to her friends.
Dana's not dating anybody. She's got nowhere else to go.
Right?
Dana just
wants to go to her friends. Yeah. This is family. What's the big deal? So who can you put this on? Anybody? I mean, the sister-in-law, obviously. The brother's got no spot. I don't know. I don't think there's much there.
No, I mean, Dana's going to look petty. So what she should do is go to the regular dinner and comment to her sister-in-law that she looks as if she's already had a big dinner.
Oh, my God.
Quietly? Yeah, are those the stretchy pants?
Oh, yeah. Wow, they're really stretchy.
Oh, you just get into her psyche the whole time.
That's the only payback she's getting. Otherwise, be quiet about it.
Let's put a name on this sister. Let's put a name on this sister. What's her
Christine.
Name? Christine. Christine, you go up and you whisper to her, Christine, are you going to tell everyone you're pregnant?
Oh, God. That's next level.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah, right?
That's what I'm here for. Jeez. Yeah, I don't. Is there an argument to be made?
I don't
know.
No.
She got outmaneuvered.
That's done. Just deal with it.
You got beat. I'm sorry, Dana.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Sorry, Dana. Take the L. Happy Thanksgiving.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
Now, this is a workout plan I can get behind. You burn approximately 320 calories a day just by thinking. Some of us, I'm guessing, burn a little less. Maybe.
Some of us burn a lot more.
Sure.
Nobody, I know.
Well, I don't because it's so easy for me.
Oh, well, there you go. Of course. Foiled again. I have no answer for that. Gone with the Wind and Wizard of Oz. Two of the greatest movies of all time.
Absolutely.
Both released in 1939, as you may or may not know. Both directed by a guy named Victor Fleming. He suffered a brief nervous breakdown from directing Gone with the Wind during the day and editing Wizard of Oz at night. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Have you seen Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
My wife and I popped up one Sunday. Watched that doggone thing from start to finish. It's like 4 hours. It's horrible.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? That would make anybody crazy.
They did a marathon on Turner Classic Movies one day, and I watched it twice.
What it was.
Yeah.
We watched the same thing.
Dang.
The M that's printed on each M&M was originally black. 4 years later, they changed it to white. Not sure why, but that's what they did. Woodrow Wilson's wedding, the former president.
Yes.
Woodrow Wilson's wedding, catered by a young chef named Ettore Boyardi, who would go on to create the brand Chef Boyardee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really cool.
And an entire group of Italian people are like, I hate that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Family Feud, I love Family Feud. In fact, a lot of times in the afternoon when I'm doing show prep and whatnot, and if I just don't need to pay a lot of attention to the TV, you know what I mean? If I just need background noise, I will watch Family Feud for hours because they run them for like 5 hours straight on Game Show Network.
It's fun.
Love it. Family Feud, I just now found out, when they go 100 people surveyed and do the thing, they do that by telephone. I don't know why. I always figured it was somebody on the street or in the shopping mall with
That's
a clipboard.
I always pictured it.
I always pictured it that way. Never figured it, but they do all their surveys by telephone and they ask each person about 30 to 40 questions.
Why can't I get on that calling list? I'm on the worst calling list. No,
do you
to
answer that phone?
Well, I mean, sometimes I do. Just
you
to
answer
mess with
those
them.
Calls?
Every once in a while, I do just to mess with them.
If you do not have your number or my name, what am I saying? If you don't have your name in my phone, that's what I'm saying.
There you go.
If you don't have your name in my phone, I'm not answering.
Oh, okay.
I've been burned too many times. I'm not
You're done.
Those are your randoms.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.